Hey, everybody. You may remember that back in the fall, we kicked off a flamingo campaign. The basic premise was that flamingos are terrifying monsters who don't get the respect that they deserve because they're pink. Hashtag yes flamingo, still tweeting about it. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that the campaign is not over, not by a long shot. We are taking it to the top flamingo influencers.
Good afternoon, Cato.
Hi, I'm looking for Claude.
Hold on one second, please.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Claude?
Yes, it is.
This is Flora Lichtman from the podcast Every Little Thing.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for being up for chatting with us.
It beats working.
Claude Chapdelaine is one of the most powerful figures in the flamingo world.
My parents started the business in 1957, and I started working with my father after school at the age of 13 years old. And wow. I've been doing it ever since, making plastic products.
Claude's business, Cato Products, makes the plastic pink flamingo.
That's correct.
Are you the only company that makes them?
No.
But you're the original.
We are the original.
Yeah.
It's known as the Don Featherstone Pink Flamingo, and that is the original pink plastic flamingo. It was created by Don Featherstone.
Yes. The person who invented the plastic pink flamingo had the name Featherstone.
He was an artist that worked for a plastic company. He was a colorful character. Him and his wife always dressed the same. Every day they wore something that had pink flamingos on it.
What? Did that come before he made the flamingo or after he made the flamingo?
That came after he made the flamingo. Yeah. He happened to see a pink flamingo in National Geographic. And so he created a model of it and showed it to the owners of the company, and they liked it. So they made a mold to produce them.
But it's become this cult icon.
It has. It has.
Why?
Have no idea. But people love pink flamingos. It amazes us all the time.
What's the deal with the zombie flamingo that you make?
Well, the zombie was, we make a lot of Halloween products. We just toss in ideas around one day and said, well, gee, why don't we make a zombie flamingo? We sell a lot of flamingos. Maybe this will take off. What we did on the packaging is we put a little story on that saying how the pink flamingo got bit by a rabid pigeon in a warehouse. They got in a warehouse, and this morphed into a zombie. We don't spend a lot of time dreaming up all of these new creations. They just, you get a thought, and you say, okay, let's make it. Let's see what happens.
Can I toss in a thought about Halloween 2017?
Yeah, sure.
So I want to tell you some information I learned about the flamingo. They are really tough animals.
Yeah.
For example, they can get frozen into ponds overnight and be fine, and then just shake off in the morning and get to the work of being a flamingo. They can drink boiling water, and they can survive in wetlands that are so caustic, so full of chemicals that your skin or my skin would slough right off. So here's my pitch. I think that you could do, I'm not the expert, but I'm just throwing this out there. I don't think there's anything scarier than the real flamingo. Like, there's a real story there that could go on the back of the box.
Yeah. That's something, you know, we'd have to kind of mull over and think, you know, what and how we should attempt that. It's a thought.
It's a thought.
It is. If you have any other thoughts and you'd like to discuss it, feel free to call.
Okay, well, be careful what you offer. As you know, I'm not shy.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome.
The campaign will continue. Happy Halloween, flamingo lovers.